We're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim, and we're up to the fifth chapter, the laws of Birkot HaTorah. Birkat HaTorah tzich lizeh ba meod. One has to be very careful with the blessings on Torah. V'lo yikra psukim kon Birkat HaTorah. One should not read verses prior to the blessing of Torah. Af api shomram derech tachnonim. Even though he's saying the verses as a request, he wants to read Tehillim to ask Hashem for help. He's reading verses. He should say Birkat HaTorah before he reads those verses.
If
you wake up early in the morning and you want to say Tehillim, even though you're saying Tehillim is a request, it's Tachnunim, you're not saying it is learning Torah, nonetheless you are reading verses from the Torah, one should say the blessing of learning Torah before saying that in the morning.
But Tehillim is not strictly Torah.
That's true, and nonetheless, you see what he's saying?
And it is a special prayer before Tehillim. For Tehillim,
that doesn't matter. But anyways, you're not allowed to read any verses of Torah if you haven't yet said Birkot HaTorah that day.
So before Tehillim, we should read the blessing of Torah and
in the morning, assuming you haven't yet said Birkot HaTorah. Once you've said it, it's good for the whole day. Halacha bet, nachon lechaven baboker b'shan Birkot HaTorah. What's proper is that in the morning, when one makes the blessing on the Torah, he should have in mind al kol ma she'ilmad b'oto yom uvelayla shacharav ad she'ishan. He should have in mind in his blessing that blessing is for everything he'll learn that day and through that night until he goes to sleep. That way he has no room for doubt. He made the blessing in the morning and he has a person should ideally have in mind all day and the night till I go to sleep. But really, essentially, Birkat HaTorah, the blessing on Torah in the morning really is good for the whole day. Even if he had no special intent, that's the default. Birkat HaTorah is good for everything. Ideally, though, we should have it in mind specifically. Gimel, im karu likro b'Torah kom shivrech Birkat HaTorah le'atzmo. Let's say you show up late to shul. They give you an aliyah. What are you going to say in the aliyah? Baruch Ta Hashem Kenu Melech Olam Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol Ha'amim. That's the blessing on learning Torah. Now you haven't yet said it as your own Birkat HaTorah, and they give you an aliyah. So in essence, you fulfilled your obligation. In that aliyah, you say the blessing of Asher Bachar Banu, right? That's what you say in the aliyah. So you fulfilled that obligation. But later on, after he comes down from the Torah reading, he'll fill in the Birchas HaTorah that he has left. And the blessing of the Harivna that he didn't say yet. For these, he does not make when he gets an aliyah for reading the Torah. Okay, we'll pause here.